KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high of 24. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Continuing population declines are impacting Iowa's smaller communities in many ways, including fire departments. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese is president of the Iowa Firefighters Association. McNeese said firefighter recruitment and retention are big challenges facing the state's smaller towns.
Recruitment is difficult, not only, you know, the size of the community I'm from, still getting somebody to volunteer their time. And it is a big commitment to go get your firefighter one and firefighter two and do all the hazmat that goes with it. And then not to mention the EMS that they do here too. So finding people, and with the population the way it's trending in rural Iowa, it makes it even tougher.
McNeese says one factor hindering recruitment is that most firefighters are volunteers and must juggle responding to fire or medical calls with their regular jobs.
It makes it harder to find people that are going to be able to respond during the day. And it really makes it a problem for them, and that's why you see a lot of maybe automatic aid calls that, you know, two departments will get called to cover an area during that time.
At the same time, McNeese says having employees respond to fire calls is tough on employers.
Any employer that allows a person to be on the fire department or rescue squad is really doing quite a bit for their community as well if they're allowing that to happen, because it is taking somebody off their production line or out of their office, and, you know, it can put a hard press on a business.
So why become a firefighter? In addition to giving back to their communities, McNeese says volunteer firefighters have a chance to impact people's lives as you're dealing with people in their most dire time of need.
It is so rewarding. We do it to help people. That's the majority of why people are on here. There's a love of man that we share, and you get so fulfilled from that, you know, you don't mind volunteering to do it. It becomes just a way of life and an expectation you have, and I have not done anything volunteer-wise that's been as rewarding over the years as being a firefighter.
McNeese recently attended a ceremony in Essex in which nine of the department's firefighters were honored for 25-plus years of service. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 51-year-old Jeffrey Leon Lillard of Wyota was arrested Tuesday and booked into the Cass County Jail on a sheriff's office charge of domestic abuse assault. Lillard was released on his own recognizance. 38-year-old Adrian Dwayne Hansen of Atlantic was arrested Sunday in Cass County on charges of domestic abuse assault, false imprisonment, and obstruction of emergency communications. Hansen was booked into the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $2,300 bond. On Saturday, deputies in Cass County arrested 21-year-old Sean Alexander Jensen of Walnut on a sheriff's office warrant for OWI first offense. Jensen was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Prescott man was arrested Tuesday on an Adams County warrant for two counts of sexual abuse in the second degree. 26-year-old Zachary James was taken into custody just after 10 a.m. No other details were made available. Red Oak police report the arrest of a Red Oak woman on drug charges Tuesday. At around 3 p.m., officers were on a separate call when they smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from an apartment. Police made contact with the resident and found marijuana and items of drug paraphernalia. 20-year-old Cassandra Jane Roner of Red Oak was then arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Roner was taken to Montgomery County Jail without incident and was held on $1,000 cash bond. No injuries were reported after a pickup struck an apartment building in Red Oak Monday morning. According to Red Oak Police, 18-year-old Anthony Roner of Red Oak was driving a full-sized Chevy 1996 pickup when the vehicle hit an apartment building at 217 South 2nd Street. The accident happened around 1 a.m. Monday, but police weren't notified until Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say following an investigation, Roner, who lives in the apartment building that was struck, admitted he was at fault. The structure sustained an estimated $4,000 damage, while damage to the pickup was estimated at $200. Police in Creston say a child passenger in a car was checked for injuries but found to have been uninjured following a hit-and-run accident Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say just before 3 p.m., a 2005 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 31-year-old Justin Miller of Creston was traveling south on Elm Street in Creston and nearing the bottom of the hill at the intersection with Summit. A vehicle described as a small, dark-colored pickup, possibly a Ford Ranger, failed to stop at the intersection as it was traveling west on Summit and struck the car, causing $4,000 damage. According to police, the pickup, whose driver was at fault, fled the scene. The accident remains under investigation. A traffic stop late Tuesday night in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska woman on drug charges. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a deputy pulled over a vehicle in Hamburg at around 11 p.m. The K-9 unit was deployed during the investigation and as a result resulted in the arrest of 24-year-old Janae Austin of Omaha. The woman was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance with intent. Inside the vehicle, numerous containers of butane hash oil, a marijuana concentrate, was found. Austin was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Last person charged after a brawl that left an Iowa principal and two others injured will not be prosecuted. Mills County prosecutors said in a news release Tuesday that charges against 42-year-old Hurl Beecham III were dismissed because there was reasonable doubt about who was the primary physical aggressor in the September 27th fight. Authorities have said the brawl in a residential neighborhood of Glenwood was sparked by a racial slur. Among the combatants were Glenwood High School principal Richard Hutchinson and Beecham, his stepson. Charges against 19-year-old Denver Cook and 21-year-old Colton McDaniel were dismissed last week. Hutchinson was not charged. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.